Today's episode of the Crazy Town Podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/crazytownpodcast. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Get your trial today.
Ace Podcast.
You are listening to the Crazy Town Podcast, Season 1, Episode 15, with special guest host TNT Dynamite. On today's show, we'll be discussing the worst bridesmaid in the history of the world, what one man did to get back at the Department of Motor Vehicles, and what happens when a prison lets a man out accidentally 90 years early. All that and more today on the Crazy Town Podcast. Podcast.
Bunyan, take three!
Welcome once again to another episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. My name is Jonas, your host, and I am here once again with TNT Dynamite. Go ahead and say hello to everyone, sir.
TNT Dynamite here, the explosive one. Thanks for having me back, Jonas. I really do enjoy doing this with you.
Well, it's like a magical pony ride every time you're on. And so I like magical pony rides, so I try to do as often as possible.
You can ride my pony anytime you want.
Oh, like Genuine?
Just like Genuine.
Why don't you go ahead and tell everybody about your shit so they can come you out. Not your actual feces, like your product. Your content, I guess, would be the correct term.
Yeah, well, TNT Dynamite. TNT Dynamight. I'm on the fucking Twitter, and, like, there's lots of people on there. Me and Jennifer Lopez, we're on there. Also on the YouTube, TNT Dynamite, spelled the same way. I do some Let's Play commentary type stuff on there, so, you know, come and hang out.
You know, Twitter is something that you and Dwayne The Rock Johnson have in common.
Holy shit, are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, I'm basically The Rock now.
You are, I agree with that totally. For everyone who doesn't know, TNT Dynamite and The Rock, they're basically the same person.
Basically.
So, I want to thank everybody for checking out the show. We have some interesting things to talk about today. I do want to shout out to the Not Alone podcast. It's a podcast that focuses on the mysterious and unexplained stories of the world. It's a two-person show, Sam and Jason. They try to take a conversational take on the stories and fill you in. It's a great show, great guys. They are available to be checked out at notalonepodcast.com. They are also part of the Ace Podcast Network, acepodcast.com. Tell them that Jonas sent you so they know I'm doing my part. But if you are following us on Twitter, you can do it now, at the Crazy Town Pod. See our website, thecrazytown.com. It has all the ways to listen, follow, and hate the show. Make sure you tell us if you hate it. I appreciate that. But anyways, me and Dynamite, we'll be right back on the Crazy Town Podcast to blow your mind with great stories of the world. We'll be right back.
Where am I?
Hey, this is Cade.
And this is Jeff.
From the Super PP Time Podcast, and you're listening to the Crazy Town Podcast with Jonas.
And you obviously know that because you can't listen to a podcast accidentally.
You could, if you're a very confused person.
And we are back on the Crazy Town Podcast. Jonas here with TNT Dynamite. Dynamite, do you know any crazy ladies?
Every girl I've ever dated.
Well, you know, I don't know if they've hit the level of this wonderful lady that we're about to talk about now.
No, they were like eat their own feces crazy.
Wow. Dated some shit eaters, huh?
One or two.
Can't judge, man. Can't judge them. I guess they liked it. But, so this happened in Charlotte County, Florida, Go figure. Mm. All the craziest shit in the world happens in fucking Florida.
Well, you tell him.
This girl's name, she sounds like such a nice, sweet girl. Her name was Amanda Willis.
Aw.
And she was asked to be the maid of honor at her Fred's wedding. You know, two BFFs fucking hanging out. Like, hey, girl, yeah. You want to be my maid of honor? She's like, yeah, oh, yeah, you know, I want to catch your shit. Like, not like literal shit.
I want to catch your shit. Most important day in that young lady's life, I want to catch your shit.
Like your flowers, you know? She wants to catch the bouquet. Yeah. She wants to be the next one married. She wants the froth.
The bouquet.
Yeah, the bouquet. So you know, after the wedding, you know, you have a little reception. And the article said that once the reception started, Miss Amanda Willis, in quotes, hit the bottle hard.
Isn't that what you're supposed to do at a reception?
Right. Well, it says that in about 20 to 30 minutes, she drank almost an entire bottle of Fireball.
Good for her.
Right.
I like a woman. I can put it away.
Right. So, you know, so, I mean, she's kind of fucked up. She does what any normal drunk girl would do. She starts asking everybody for their keys.
Wait, what?
She started asking patrons of the reception for their keys to their automobiles.
Yeah, because I'm drunk and you should drive home.
I just drank a whole bottle of Fireball. I need your keys. That sounds like a great idea.
All right. So, I can tell this is going somewhere.
Oh, it's going many places. So so what she decided to do, like any normal person, she found the best man. And just pulled his keys out of his pocket. Because, you know, he wouldn't just give them to her, so she took them. Okay. She's a girl who just takes what she wants. She's a go-getter.
Okay, so far she's just a little sociopathic. Nothing.
Yes.
Nothing too bad so far.
Well, she decided she was going to take the car for a spin.
Oh, God damn it.
When she started backing the car up, she almost hit the best man, whose keys she just stole. And then when she started going forward, he hugged onto the car and she started dragging him behind.
Oh my God.
This is the best man. So then some of the other guests decided to intervene and wrestled Miss Amanda Willis out of the car, freeing the man being dragged behind it and getting the automobile out of her drunken grasps. So, which she decided she would just run into the house, because at that point, I'd probably be pretty embarrassed. What about you?
Yeah, I naturally would be. Can I just throw in that at TNT Dynamite Industries, and I'm sure at the Crazy Town Podcast Incorporated, we do not advocate the use of alcohol while operating motor vehicles.
We do not condone drunk driving.
No.
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 No, we don't. So,
No.
No, we don't. So she goes into the house. And, you know, she's, you know, probably, best case scenario, she probably should go lay down in a bed, take a little nap.
Yeah, man. Hey, fucking up.
Miss Willis decided it would be better to just start chugging Captain Morgan's out of the bottle instead.
Okay, yeah. I respect her, and then the drunk driving, I'm like, and then more drinking. I'm like, okay, I like this girl.
Right. She's a party girl. She likes to have fun.
Yeah, I respect that.
So they interviewed one of the guests at the party who said who was the one who said she went in, and when he confronted her, she hit him in the face after she came out of the house.
Does the story say why she hit him? What was the question?
Oh, he probably said, I don't think you should be drinking, and she just smacked him. would be my guess. So,
yeah, I mean, that's probably enough to get hit.
At this point, they called the sheriff.
Oh, wow.
So the sheriff shows up.
Uh-huh.
And I got to give this girl some credit. She claimed that she was having an asthma attack. And then pretended to have a seizure.
Oh, yeah, because those two go hand in hand.
Right. When you're asthmatic, you also seize.
Yeah, because, that happens.
So they took Miss Willis away, and you would think that would be probably where the story ended. Oh, but it doesn't end there. When she got to the hospital, she exposed herself to sheriff's deputies.
Oh.
Then she assaulted two medics.
What the fuck?
And kicked her bedpan over.
That was the icing on the cake for you of the story.
That was the last thing they talked about when she kicked into the bedpan. Okay. Then it said in a sad note, her and the bride are no longer friends.
Oh, that was icing on the cake. It was the bedpan.
BFFs no more.
I could not be friends with a bedpan kicking bitch. No,
you know, forever is forever in this BFF. It's just best fucking friends. Yeah. They were fucking. But now they're not.
Is that what happened? Yes. I didn't realize it was so insidious. Well,
she was charged with larceny, battery, grand theft.
Wow.
And a probation violation. Go figure. She was already on probation for something else.
Uh-huh.
I mean, who would have ever thought that bitch would ever do anything that would be on probation for? I mean, that's a normal crazy night, right?
Yeah, you're a fucking maniac.
All right, let's be real. What kind of problems do you think this girl has?
I tend to think alcoholism is probably a strong issue with her.
What about
her main demon?
Do you think she's bipolar?
I mean, that's a possibility. But I mean, an alcoholic, they tend to have like those type of mood swings when it comes to, you know, true. They can't control themselves when they drink.
Do you think she's arachnophobic?
Spiders. Where do you get this shit? Was there a spider? Did I miss something? I've been drinking, so no, you let I me just, know if I missed something.
I just wanted to know if you thought she was afraid of spiders, that's all.
Yes.
Ah, there must have been a spider in that bottle of Fireball.
Next question. Nailed it.
Yes. Does she live by the motto, two jerks, one squirt?
Come on, that's esoteric as fuck. Nobody's getting that, dude. Nobody's gonna get that but me and you.
I think anyone that has a good sense of humor can laugh at two jerks, one squirt.
Two jerks, one squirt.
Sorry.
That's for all you premature ejaculators out
there. Crazy Town would like to feel for you on the fact of your premature ejaculation.
Yeah, I don't feel like premature ejaculators are represented well in the podcast community. Maybe we should make a premature ejaculator podcast. What do we sympathize?
It'd be over before it started.
God damn it, this guy's a genius. Swear, man.
Anyways, that's as fucking crazy as it got. I thought it was pretty nuts. Like, if that shit happened, like, I can't even imagine. But you know what the best part about all this is? With today's day and age, you know there's so many videos of this that people have from this wedding. Like, you know, like, the whole thing is probably, there's probably, if you put all the videos together, it would be like a docudrama about, like, this fucking poor girl's fucking downward spiral. Like, she probably just like lost her best friend and now she's in jail, and we're here to laugh at her and make fun of her. So
yeah, I'm looking up video of it right now while we go to break.
All right, you check it out. If we find it, we're gonna send some links for you, and we'll be right back at the Crazy Town Podcast.
This is DK from Vaguely Accurate, and you're listening to The Crazy Town on the ACE Podcast Network.
And we are back on The Crazy Town Podcast, and I'm here with TNT Dynamite. Dynamite, have you ever... what was that?
I was going to say hi, guys.
Well, hi. Welcome back, sir.
Great to be here.
All right, it sounds like it. So, have you ever wanted to, like, stick it to the local DMV, like, just because they're such a pain in the ass?
Wait a minute. This is sounding oddly sexual. Are you asking me if I ever wanted to fuck an attendant at
the DMV? No. Have you ever wanted to, like, give the Department of Motor Vehicles a piece of your mind, so to speak?
Oh, yeah. Fuck those assholes.
So I found a really good story. A story of a man with a lot of spare time on his hands.
Okay.
So he must have really wanted to stick it to the government as well. This happened in January of this year, 2017, in Lebanon, Virginia. Lebanon. Like, not the Middle Eastern country. Actually, okay. Virginia.
All right.
So, in September, he tried to call the DMV to figure out which address he should put on his son's new car's licensing paperwork, because he had homes that spanned two different counties, and he wanted to do the right thing.
Okay.
So, I mean, that makes sense, right? You know, like, I mean, if you got to call the DMV, I mean, shit, it's not a very easy task. So he tried to call the Lebanon DMV, and he got routed to the Richmond, Virginia DMV instead. So he couldn't get him to get the right answer. So he filed what is called a FOIA request, which I didn't know existed. This is legit information. It's called the Freedom of Information Act, and you can use it to obtain public government information, such as, you know, the direct number to the Lebanon DMV. You can get, like, direct numbers to a lot of government entities, but you have to, like, file a submission.
Huh.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. So he got the number, direct number to the Lebanon DMV, and he called them up, and guess what they told him?
Go fuck yourself.
Basically. they told him that right. number wasn't for public use.
Well, come on now.
Right. So he calls up there, and instead of just giving him the fucking answer, she wants to be a bitch and tells him that number's not for public use. So,
oh, wow.
So what did he do? He just kept calling until they finally answered his question.
How many times did they call, Jonas?
It didn't say. We'll say 34, but don't look that up. I don't want to be a liar. We can call this guy. He'll probably gladly tell you how many times he called.
Jonas.
Yes. My journalistic integrity says don't check that fact because I don't know the answer, but I'll make it up anyways because I'm a good liar. I mean, storyteller.
Yeah. I mean, I believe it.
Right. 34 times.
All right, cool.
So,
well, that's a couple.
So when he got him on the phone, he decided, you know what? I finally got my small win. But you know what? He said, while I have you on the line, why don't you give me the number to 9 other DMVs that are local around here? So I have the numbers to all of those.
Oh.
And the employee wouldn't give them to him, of course. So what would any normal person do, considering he already got his question answered and really had no bearing on his life?
I would go on with my life.
He decided to sue them.
What? Sue them for what?
He was, I have it down here. I'll tell you about it in a second.
All right.
So he decided to take him to court. What this man said was that if they were going to inconvenience him, he would inconvenience them back. So he has the mentality of a 2-year-old.
And more money than he knows what to do with, apparently.
Right, and a lot of free time on his hands. So, but just wait, dude. The payoff on this is fucking golden. This is great. So he filed 3 lawsuits. 2 against the specific employees at the DMV and 1 against the DMV himself. They were for the intentional breaking of public records law, because they're supposed to give you that information. It's public record, but they refused.
Absolutely.
So they dismissed the lawsuits in court when a representative from the state attorney's general office handed him a list of the numbers in the courtroom. So they walked over and said, here's the 9 numbers you want. And he said, case dropped.
Wait, what?
He literally just wanted to fuck with them until he got what he wanted.
Wow.
So once he got the numbers in court, he dropped it, and they didn't. It says here that the employees or in the DMV could have been fined between $500 and $2,500 for the intentional breaking of this law.
Yeah, because they were in the wrong, but he's an asshole.
Oh, it gets even better. How much of an asshole this guy is. Oh, it's so good. I'm telling you. This is like everyone who's ever had a problem with the DMV will appreciate this story by the time we get to the end. So, he said after this that the numbers were irrelevant to him. He just wanted to prove his point. So that's why he dropped the case and didn't care if they got any fines.
Yeah, I respect that. Sometimes the point is what really matters.
Right. No, absolutely. So he had one final act planned, he says. He owed the DMV $3,000 for, like, the cars and all the stuff that he had to do. You know, the original reason he was trying to, you know, he owed him $3,000 for taxes and title and all that bullshit. So, what any normal person would do, he decided he was going to pay them in pennies.
That's great. did he roll them?
Oh, or I'm getting to that. He collected hundreds of rolls of pennies over the next few weeks from all the different banks he could. He then paid 11 people to break them all open and fill and fill up wheelbarrows with pennies.
Oh no!
It says it cost him. $400 to pay the people. $440 to pay the people to open the pennies. It cost him $400 for the wheelbarrows. It cost him $165 for the lawsuits. So it cost him $1,005 to drop off, to get 10 phone numbers and drop in and know the satisfaction of dropping off 300,000 pennies at the DMV for them to pay his bill.
That's really almost worth it though, honestly. Fucking with the DMV, priceless.
Oh, I know, dude. And so under the Coinage Act of 1965, coins are legal tender for all debts. But private businesses and individuals do not have to accept coins, but government facilities do.
Oh, and let me guess, he did his fucking homework.
He did. So he brought them in there, and the employees had to count them all by hand.
Oh, that sucks.
It says that it took them, and it took them until 1 o'clock in the morning to count all the pennies. And he stayed there and watched them count until every single penny was counted to make sure he didn't miss a cent.
Dickhead.
So for like 8 hours or more, this dude just sat there watching the DMV employees count 300,000 pennies in five different wheelbarrows full that he brought in to pay this debt.
You know what? Beyond the story, I'm really happy is that the Crazy Town Podcast is a place where you can get your fucking hot, litigious documentation information from. We have learned that you can get the public records for any government public knowledge fucking number that you need, and that they have to accept coins.
Right.
So
we learned. We also learned a couple episodes ago that dolphins cannot breathe autonomously either.
And that jerking off dolphins is not something you want to do.
Right. That's also what we learned. Yeah. So I thought, like, when I read this story, it, like, screamed, put me on the podcast. Because this is just something that, like, it got zero coverage. Maybe in Lebanon, Virginia, or Richmond, the next biggest city, you got coverage. But yeah. Nobody talks about this shit. Like, no. But it's a fucking awesome story. Like, it's, like, one of the coolest fucking things that I have heard that anyone has done to the DMV. So for every person out there who's had to sit in the DMV for 4 hours and got to the counter and didn't have the fucking paperwork he needed and all this other shit, this guy took one. Yes, he didn't take one. He gave one for all of us.
he was definitely a pitcher, not the recipient.
He fucking fisted the proverbial ass of the DMV with us.
How much did you say he spent in total?
Well, $1,005, and then the $3,000 he had to pay that he actually owed for, like, his taxes and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So $1,005. Like, I mean, I don't have $1,005 to blow on something like this, but I'm sure as fuck glad that this guy did.
Right.
Like, this sounds like something that happened over the course of, like, a few weeks or months. Between he had to, like, call them, get pissed, file the paperwork, get the number, file lawsuits, take them to court, go back, get the pennies, pay people to open the pennies, fill up the wheelbarrows, take them. I mean, this wasn't like it happened all in, like, 3 days.
Yeah, right. Well, look, not all heroes wear capes, man. He's not the one we asked for, but he's the hero we needed.
Right. They have like it's his bat signals like a roll of pennies. They shine into the sky. Every time there's an injustice at the DMV, Penny Man will be there. He just goes in and throws a handful of pennies at the fucking clerks.
Fuck you, DMV. We've been thwarted again.
Ah, here comes old Mr. Weathers, and here with his handful of pennies. Would have got away for it, too, if it wasn't for you meddling kids.
Why is it that all superhero extras sound like 50s fucking gangsters? Yeah, see? You'll never catch me, Penny Man.
No, see? You'll never catch me, copper, Penny Man. Yes, all of that and the above. So, if you have any stories about people who like pennies, send them to the Crazy Town Podcast. I'd be more than happy to talk about them on the show. And we will be right back on the Crazy Town Podcast. All right, and we are back at the Crazy Town Podcast. I have a real enticing, sticky story for you, Dynamite.
Sounds sultry.
It could be, depending on who you are. So, you ever been to Walmart?
Yeah. I don't much care for it, but I mean,
it's kind of a factory of sadness.
A factory of sadness. That's one way to describe it.
The only person in that bitch that's happy is the guy at the door that's handing out smiley stickers. And that's just because it's the only time he gets out of the house.
Nah, he's sad too inside. That's probably the saddest guy. He just looks happy.
He just pretends. He puts on the front. He like gets off work and literally looks like a fucking sociopath. Like he just walks around with like a fucking like grinding his teeth.
He goes home and visits, like, the fucking woman that he has in his basement that tied up. I'm sorry, is that too much for the podcast?
He's like, bitch, I handed out smile stickers all day. You better not smile at me.
Goes home and kicks his dog.
The Crazy Town Podcast does not condone kidnapping and locking women in the basement.
I know, right? That's so topical, too. All right, yeah, but, okay, Walmart.
So this Walmart in Ohio,
yeah.
Marietta. Oh. I'm not sure.
Yeah, hometown heat.
Yeah, somewhat up by where we're about. So, but the man who did this was from West Virginia. He decided to cross state lines to start a civil war between West Virginia and Ohio.
Wait, a war between West Virginia and Ohio?
Not really. I'm just talking shit.
So, oh, goddamn, I can't tell with you!
That, it'd be a way better story if he tried to start a civil war.
I thought this was the real story.
Well, it's a story. Like, it is about a man from West Virginia who goes to Ohio Walmart in Marietta. He was charged with pandering obscenity, one count of menacing by stalking, and one count of sexual imposition.
I don't know what any of that means.
Well, a woman reported a strange man lingering behind her really close.
Mm-hmm.
And then, before she knew it, the man was gone, and she felt something wet on her lower back.
Oh, come on, dude. I didn't, no pun intended.
Come on, indeed. So, she went to the bathroom and found a sticky substance.
Son of a bitch.
And this actually happened twice. Once was in November and once was in December. They did find the man. He was arrested. And he first tried to tell the cops that he threw egg on the woman. Because, you know, that's a common thing.
Look. Yeah. What do you... All right. Go ahead.
Then he later admitted it was semen.
All right.
He admitted it was cum.
It wasn't egg. It was semen.
Sorry, guys. But in his defense, I guess not a defense, he did say that he had used syringes to shoot eggs, spit, and semen on women at least 12 different times.
What the fuck? But, okay, my question is why?
Why would you shoot eggs at a woman?
Well, yeah, why would you shoot egg spit? Semen, I understand, all right? Semen goes without a question.
I get the semen.
Yes, as fucking crazy as that is in this world, I understand why you would put semen on a girl. Why eggs and spit, though?
Well, it's not always a bad thing if you put semen on them. It just depends on the situation. I mean, it needs to be welcomed. You can't just randomly throw some fucking smack dab on fucking somebody.
That's why I don't question the semen. I mean, sometimes, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Right, right.
In the middle of a fucking Walmart.
In the middle of Walmart, you have to do what you gotta do. So do you wanna, I guess I don't wanna end the episode on that kind of note. You want a bonus story?
Oh, we got a bonus. We're not gonna end on the semen guy?
No, this is actually, well, this is a very, like, happy story, but it still has a sad, oh. Everything we talk about is so depressing on this show.
And that's just the nature of the news, though, man. But go ahead. I'm ready to hear something else.
All right. I really want your opinion on this. This is definitely a palate cleanser. There's no semen or bodily fluids involved in this. This is one of those social topics, I guess. This could be debated. So okay. There was a man. His name is Rene Lima Marin. He's a 38-year-old Hispanic man.
Okay.
He was sentenced to 98 years in prison in two different sentences for robbing two video stores in Denver.
Wait, what? A video store?
Yeah, I guess just armed robbery. You know what I mean? What he robbed was video store. They tried to rob Blockbuster. They were pissed. They had to pay late fees.
What's a video store?
Are you fucking with me?
No, dude. What the fuck? A video store?
Like a Blockbuster video.
Those don't exist anymore. Aren't those extinct?
Yeah, this happened fucking – he was sentenced to 98 years in prison. I didn't get to the part about what happened yet.
Okay.
He originally let me step back. He originally was sentenced to 98 years in prison all the years ago this happened.
Okay.
When he went to jail, Blockbusters were still a thing. I imagine it wasn't a Blockbuster. It was like fucking Fred's Video Shack and Porno Hub or whatever. But
yeah, okay.
We'll just say, here's what we'll say, because I'm all about journalistic integrity. We'll call it CC's Pornorama and Video Rental Chain.
That actually, I've been to CC's before.
Oh, have you? It's a very nice place.
Yeah.
I like the booths.
Okay, so how do you get sentenced to 98 goddamn years for robbing a video store?
Well, because it was armed robbery, I think is what the point was. This isn't the point of the story. The robbery is kind of irrelevant.
Okay, all right.
So they were supposed to run – the judge was supposed to put them down that they were supposed to run back-to-back, but accidentally wrote that they should run concurrent. So that he was serving both sentences at the same time.
Oh, he got off.
So, no, he didn't get off, but he was released on parole in 2008. 8 years. No, yeah, 8 years after he was in prison, he got released. So he got released 90 years early when he should have never been put on parole in the first place.
Oh, wow.
So he got released on, like, a technicality. So... during this time he was released from prison, he got a job. He never had any parole violations. He found a woman. He adopted her kids. They had their own kids. So I mean, he basically ran the straight and narrow. He reformed himself.
Oh, well, wonderful.
Right. Well, in 2014, almost 6 years later, they realized they made a mistake. They came and arrested him and put him back in jail.
This is the palate cleanse?
I told you it had a happy start, but
let's
not a
talk
happy.
About the semen guy again, dude. This is the palate cleanse? This is horrible.
We want to leave you on a happy note about a man who got stripped away from his family because he got out of jail early.
Jesus Christ, man!
I like to just spring it out of nowhere. Dude, I don't know where I find all this shit. It's always something. It's like always the thing you don't expect at all. Just like, bam!
I know, right? So is he still in jail now?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, I believe they put him back in. He tried to fight it.
Yeah.
He claims he didn't know he shouldn't have been released. But I guess the article said at one point he was filing an appeal of his original sentences, and he suddenly dropped it for no reason. So they suspect that he realized there was an error, that he may get out on parole, and that's why he dropped the appeal.
Oh.
But I mean, like, this is where this is the topic I wanted to get to. So obviously, this man has been reformed. He served 8 years in jail for a robbery. No one died. It wasn't like it was murder.
Yeah.
Just a robbery. Served 8 years, gets out on accident. He finds a wife. He holds a steady job. He has a family. He has not messed up his parole or probation or whatever it is at all in 5 or 6 years.
Mm.
Should he go back to jail?
That is definitely a social question. That becomes the point of, is the point of jail just to keep people there just for the fact of raising funds, because most jails are for profit nowadays, or is it actually to reform the prisoner?
Right. Like, in this situation, you would think that any normal judge would go, all right, it was our error, we let you out, you were supposed to serve 90 more years. You've obviously reformed yourself, but we're putting you back in prison.
That's fucking crazy, man.
I know, dude. Like, God. It's like, I mean, yeah, it blows my mind. It's like an issue. It's one of those issues that it's hard to fucking know what the hell. I mean, like, I don't even know. It would be so hard if you got told you were going to get released from prison early to not take advantage of that, whether you knew it was true or not.
Exactly. I've never been to prison myself.
Me neither. Yeah, me neither. But
you don't have to lie to the listeners, all right, Jonas? Just be honest.
I'm a hardened federale.
You were coming on girls in fucking Walmart.
Yeah,
and we all
story
know.
About Walmart hits awful close to home. When I said it was from our home area, I meant my house. But yeah, man, like, this shit blew my mind, because I was like, I feel bad for the guy, because, like, I mean, granted, he should have been in prison and never had the ability to even reform or whatever, because he was sentenced to basically life, more or less.
Yeah.
But is 98 years really a suitable sentence for a man who robbed a store and no one died?
Yeah, there's got to be more to that, that he would get that sentence. That's a fucking hardcore sentence. And basically, you're saying that he got two life sentences.
More, yeah, because even what's 98 divided by 2? I mean, fucking 49. You know what I mean? So basically for each count, he got 49 years. Like, now I understand this is where our legal system's kind of fucked up. Like, some states have different regulations and have different minimum maximums, whatever, and who knows? We don't know his background. Maybe it was his third strike, blah, 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 blah. But, like, that seems like an awful long time. Like, there's people who kill people that don't go to jail for 49 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, in cold blood murder people, you know what I mean? Like, they get, like, 10 years, 20 years. And this dude just robbed a video store and got 49 years.
Yeah, and I think reformation is the main point, should be the main focus of a prison. So if he's having good behavior, you know, nonviolent crime, even though I guess, like,
that's
holding somebody up at gunpoint would probably be violent.
Probably. But yeah, still, but if you can go, if you get out of prison, I mean, you know how many people reoffend? A ton. Like, this dude was a violent criminal, and in 5.5 years or 6 years or whatever, had no reoccurrence of any sort of criminal activity, and started a family and held a job and all that. Like, they said he worked his way up through, like, a company. Like, he started out as, like, a whatever and, like, you know, ended up, not like, he wasn't, like, a fucking CEO or anything, but, you know what I mean? He worked his way up. So, just something to think about, man. And that's what I meant, like, I was going to leave it on a story like this. Now, this is a very depressing story, don't get me wrong. Because
thanks for cleansing the palate. Yeah,
well, it went from semen to, like, life tragedy. So, I mean, like...
I'd rather have semen myself.
Fair enough, you know, there's a lid for every pot.
Take that out of context any way you want to.
Yeah, that'll be my new sound clip. I'd rather have semen. I'll just start putting it in every episode. I'd rather take semen. You're listening to the Crazy Town Podcast. That's going to be my new fucking intro. Anytime I'm here with TNT Dynamite, even when you're not here, I'll be like, I'd rather like semen. I'd be like, I'm glad you have something to say. Anyways. Oh shit. Well, that's about it, dude. That's about all the time that we have for today. I did want to get to that story. We had a little few minutes. That other one was kind of short. So I do want to thank everybody for listening. I know this podcast goes up and down and around corners and we bullshit and we talk about all sorts of crazy stuff, but we do want to thank you for listening. Please send me feedback. Give me an iTunes review. Subscribe. Follow. All that shit. TNT Dynamite, you want to tell everybody where they can find your content, my friend?
I'm TNT Dynamite. You can call me The Rock.
Very similar to The Rock, you are.
Yeah, basically. We discovered that, I think, last episode.
No, it was the beginning of this one, I believe.
Was it?
Yeah.
All right, so TNT Dynamite, Dwayne Johnson. I'm on Twitter. TNT Dynamite, TNT DINOMIGHT, you know it by now. Also on YouTube, I do some Let's Plays there. Come and join us. We talk about penises and not about guys who lose their goddamn freedom unfairly.
And if you are following The Crazy Town on Twitter, it's at The Crazy Town Pod. Check out our website, thecrazytown.com. Please, like I said, subscribe on iTunes, soundcloud.com/thecrazytownpodcast, patreon.com/thecrazytownpodcast. If you want to donate some funds to the show, be much appreciated. Yeah. For TNT Dynamite and for Jonas, we are out.